Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And we really do need to shed the shackles of the past, consisting of resentments, hurt feelings, unhappy memories, and lots of baggage from the past, from moments not meant very well. And so I want to bring you some enlightenment. That's right, enlightenment. Because that's what you need in order to shed the shackles of the past. Shackles, of course, are like chains. We want to shed those things that bind us to the past. Yes, this is the old Talk to a Pastor program. I'm still up in the air as to whether to continue calling it Shedding Shackles, which is a title I like very much. And I thought it would be good because it's less religious sounding. It's more, you know, secular or more, it doesn't have the sound of being of religiosity about it. So I thought it would be more acceptable to people. But when I go and take a look at the statistics for my sheddingshackles.com website, well, I see that hardly anybody is going there. And so I don't know if I'm going to continue. I might turn this program back into Talk to a Pastor, because it seems like people understand what that is. You know, they can relate to it, they can remember it. So I might do that. But for the time being, I'm going to continue with Shedding Shackles. Now, what you need, I said, to shed the shackles of the past is enlightenment. Okay? Enlightenment, because you need to be disabused, in other words, freed from wrong ideas. So you have a lot of wrong ideas about things. In fact, probably millions of wrong ideas. There are some big ones. And of course, there are big ones afloat in society. Wrong ideas. But wrong ideas have consequences, as they always say. They certainly do. And they have consequences in your own life. Wrong ideas about life, about the purpose of life, about people, about what love is, and so on. So that's part of this, the purpose of this program. Because if you can begin to see, if you can shed the wrong ideas, okay, then you can see things properly. And when you see things properly, why, you might be able to let go of some of this baggage from the past. So let's talk about how enlightenment can help you to shed unhappy memories and things that bind you and hold you to the past. See, some people have never grown. You've never grown past something some kid said to you sometime on a playground. They pushed you down and laughed at you, and then they wouldn't accept you as one of the crowd. And you never forgot that, and you spent the rest of your life seeking approval. Or you've never gotten past, you know, your mom who always wanted you to do for her and to please her. And so your whole life you've been pleasing people the way you pleased your mom. You substitute other people. Everyone you meet along the way takes the place of your mom, and you please them, or your dad. Maybe he was distant from you. He was distant and you wanted to get close to him, but you never could. Okay? And so now you spend your whole life trying to get close to people. And sometimes when you get close to them, you wish you hadn't. Okay? But you got the point. You're trapped into a pattern. A pattern, okay, of dysfunctionality. And so that's not good. But enlightenment can free you from all that. So here's a classic example. Well, first we'll take a little break. I've gone back to some of my old bumper music and some of my old commercials because they're quite good. And so let's listen to one of my old commercials, which is about meditation. It's actually very good. Please listen. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Did you hear what I just said in my little spot there? I said start living instead of reacting. See, are you still reacting to the way you reacted when you were a little kid? To when your mom yelled at you, or when a teacher put you down, or when your father was angry, or when the kids, bullies threatened to push you down or take your money or something? Are you still reacting now the way you did then? With hurt feelings and trying to please them. And see, have you noticed how you always try to please bullies? See, you resent them, and then you want to please and appease them. Okay, have you noticed that? Well, that's old patterns from the past. See, you've not grown past it. You're still stuck with the same patterns of reacting that you had when you were 10 years old or 12 years old. Wouldn't it be nice to start growing up now? You know you can, even if you're 60 years old. That's right, even if you're 60 years old, you can. You can let go of some of these old patterns and begin life anew, afresh. Okay? And you know what? You'll feel younger. You'll feel younger, you'll look younger, you'll act younger. People will be amazed at the change that's come over you. Now, let's talk about some of the old patterns that are dysfunctional and how enlightenment can help you to overcome them. So here's a classic wrong idea. A lot of us feel, oh, I've got a couple of real good ones today, but I'll start with this one. A lot of us feel that when we were a child, for example, that people were being deliberately cruel to you. You might feel that people were being deliberately cruel to you. Okay? But that's a wrong idea. Okay? So let's look at that. If you could let go of that idea, then you could let go of the resentment toward them. And if you let go of the resentment toward them, you'd be free. Okay? Now, this will help you. Now look at yourself now. Look at yourself. Okay? Now, if you have kids, then maybe your kids feel that you're not there for them. Or your kids, there's communication problems with your kids or with your partner. Okay? They think when you're busy watching your ball game, or you're busy texting your friends, or you're busy shopping, or you're busy whatever, and then you don't have time for them when they come along. Or if your kids are all grown, then you could remember when they were kids and you didn't have time for them. And you were impatient. See? Well, so now look at yourself. So the question is, do you really want to be impatient? Do you really not want to have time for people? Are you deliberately being impatient? Are you deliberately not having time for people? Are you deliberately having trouble communicating with people? Are you? Of course not. Of course not. But you are anyway. You can't help yourself. Maybe you can remember when your kids were little and you ranted and raved and screamed at them, just like your mom screamed at you. or now as a father, maybe you can remember that you somehow weren't there for your kids. There was some kind of a communication gap, a barrier between you and your kids. You went off to work, you brought home a paycheck, but there was something missing and they felt like you weren't there for. They felt you were being deliberately distant, deliberately cruel, deliberately rejecting them. Well, were you deliberately rejecting them? Were you deliberately being distant and not there for them? Of course not. You couldn't help yourself. So now look at your parents and other people when you were kids. See, they weren't being deliberately cruel. They weren't deliberately doing whatever they did. They couldn't help themselves. See, maybe part of them inside. See, what you have to understand is that when we stray from what we could have been, when we fall into anger and resentment and hostility and hurt feelings and into this emotional soup in our mind, that we begin to take in whatever the world, we take it in and it becomes us and you lose yourself. And so your parent who you think was being cruel or wasn't there for you, see, maybe there wasn't much of the real parent left anymore. Maybe you've never met your real parent. They were a prisoner inside of layer upon layer, thousands and thousands of layers of programming and traumas. And they're just not there anymore. They were hardly there. And if they were there, they couldn't. They lost control of themselves. They didn't want to be cruel, but they were anyway. So now you can see if you don't want to be deliberately cruel, and impatient, and angry, and so on. Well, they couldn't either. So now forgive them. Now you must forgive them. They weren't doing it on purpose. They couldn't help themselves any more than you can help yourself. So forgive them. And while you're at it, forgive yourself by letting go of the resentment toward them and toward yourself and toward everyone. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. The program is called Shedding Shackles. My name is Roland. I've been around 26 years. This is my 26th year on the radio. I buy the airtime. That's right, I pay for it myself. I get a little help, not much, very, very little help from people, but for the most part, I pay for it myself. This is a labor of love. Okay. Now, we were talking about letting go of wrong ideas, becoming unshackled, becoming free from wrong ideas. And if you're just joining in, you're just going to have to go to the archives at sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and listen to the first half of the program, because I talked about a typical wrong idea that we have, and that's that other people were being deliberately cruel to us or are being. And I said, they're not. Okay. Now, yeah, once in a while, there's somebody that is so wicked that they are deliberately doing something. Okay. But even then, let's say they are deliberately being cruel. Okay. Well, then guess what? They've been taken over by something. See, a natural person is not wicked. A natural person is not cruel. See, when people, the little children, when you look at them, they're sweet. See, but then something takes them over. But that's a topic for another program. Right now, just realize that whether or not they were being deliberately cruel to you, okay, let's just say maybe you don't know. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Okay? But I said there's a very good chance that they weren't. See, they couldn't stop themselves from whatever they were doing any more than you can stop yourself. And so therefore, give them the benefit of the doubt. Just forgive them. Let it go. See, now you're hating them. See? You're hating them. That may be and resenting them. That's something that you have control over. You have control over hate and resentment. See, you can let it go. And perhaps by seeing that they weren't being deliberately cruel, you can let go of the resentment. Then you know what? Then you'll become free. But a lot of people don't want to be free. Have you noticed how people are always trying to enslave themselves? Literally trying to enslave themselves from one thing to another. Have you ever wondered about that? Well, part of the reason is because when people become free, then they awaken to truth and love. And when they awaken to truth and love, then that means that they have to see their own wrong. Okay? And in the light of truth and love, seeing their wrong, then they have to be sorry for their own wrong. Okay? And some people don't want to be sorry. But now, let's talk about another wrong idea. Another wrong idea that it would be nice to be enlightened about so you can let go of the wrong idea, the error, and become free. So here's another typical wrong idea. People think, well, let's say someone did you wrong when you were a kid, and now you don't want to forgive them. And the reason you don't want to forgive them is because you don't want to make it seem like everything's all right. See? Because you have the idea that forgiveness means accepting them the way they are, pretending nothing happened, okay, sweeping it all under the carpet, and acting as if nothing happened, and then they get away with it, and see? But that's not what forgiveness means at all. So that's definitely a wrong idea that you need to be disabused of. Forgiveness doesn't mean pretending that everything's fine and accepting them the way they are and acting like nothing happened. See? No, that's not what forgiveness means at all. You know what forgiveness means? Okay? It means letting go of resentment. Letting go of judgment. That's all it means. Letting go of resentment. Letting go of judgment. Okay? Letting go of the hate. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that you have to like them. See, I can forgive somebody and never have anything to do with them. I can forgive somebody, okay, and still ask them to, see, if somebody breaks, let's say suppose they did something. They, I don't know, they go walking through my flower bed and damage a bunch of my flowers. And I say, okay, I want you to pay for some new flowers. Okay, well, I forgive them. I don't hate them. I don't resent them. But I still want them to pay for the new flowers anyway. You see what I mean? So forgiveness means letting go of resentment. I'll be right back with more about this very important topic after this announcement. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my Easy Meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. Well, we're on the home stretch now. There's not a lot of time left, so I want to get right back to the topic, and that is that what forgiveness means. It means letting go of resentment. Maybe this will help. Maybe this will also help. Okay, so here's the, so now that you get the idea, okay, you understand now that it doesn't mean pretending that nothing happened or liking them. See, I can forgive someone. See, let's suppose that someone did me wrong. So, first thing I want to do is make sure I've forgiven them, which means what? Having let go of resentment. So I have to watch very carefully. Watch, let go of the resentment. Remember what I said earlier about people not deliberately doing things, that they're being controlled by something else. There may not even be much of the real person left in there. They've been totally taken over by the spirit of their mother or the spirit of the violator or the spirit of someone or other. They're not even themselves, and if they are, they're a prisoner. Okay? You can't help them by hating them, because that's what it, whatever it is inside of them, whatever that it is in them, it wants you to hate them. It wants you to hate the person. When you hate the person, well, that's a forbidden act. We're forbidden to hate other people. And see? That's what it wants. So the real person in there, if they're still in there, see, the only thing that could possibly awaken them, that might revive them, their soul, see, is if they see someone who doesn't hate them. See, doesn't hate them. Yes, you see what they've done. You see what they are. You see that something's operating through them. So you just stand back. You don't hate them. Doesn't mean you have to have anything to do with them. See. Love is a very powerful force, but you've never known love. You probably have never known it. Someone may have had love, but you didn't even recognize it. But you have experienced hate. You know hate is what? Violence, anger, rage. Okay, it's scary. But love is more powerful, but you've probably never seen it in operation. You've never seen real love. So now you understand that forgiveness simply means letting go of the resentment. So let's say someone did me wrong. So now I make sure that I've forgiven them. In other words, I make sure I don't resent them anymore. I don't resent them, I'm sure of it. So then I go to the person and I say, hey, when I was a little kid, this is what you did to me. You did this and you did that and this and that. I'm just gonna lay out what they did. Okay, so that's what you did to me and I hated you for it, but I don't hate you anymore. I just want you to know, see what you did and admit you were wrong and apologize and be sorry. Okay? Well, at that point, they might say, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay? Well, then you can part company with them and then you could be friends, but you don't have to be. But the most likely thing, most of the time, you'll hear something like, no, it never happened, and it's your fault, and you're lying, and you're making it up, and blah, blah, blah. You'll hear all that, you know, that stuff. So then you say, okay, well, you know my number. When you're ready to apologize and be sorry and mean it, then you can give me a call. And then you walk away. You shake the dust from your sandals and walk away with your head held high, and you never have to have anything to do with them again. Okay? Never. But now you're free. See, because you've let go of the resentment. And not only that, but you approach them without hate. And you gave them a chance to be sorry. See, for their soul to get better, they have to be sorry and repent before God. See, and if they don't, well, that's too bad for them. But it's none of your concern. You gave them their chance, and now off you go to enjoy your life. Never mind them. Forget them. And you will be able to forget them, because you've let go of the resentment. See, it's the resentment that keeps those memories alive. Okay? So now, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I just gave you a little lesson, a very simple, cursory lesson in how being enlightened about something can help you to let go of negative baggage from the past. Okay? So now I hope that will be of help to you. Now, there is something to be said for waking up, because when you wake up, then you begin to see things the way they are, and you'll begin to see for yourself. See, you won't need me to say, to spell it out. Although if you hear what I have to say, then that's very good. But you'll also be able to see, you'll see it for yourself, and you'll begin to make discoveries for yourself when you wake up from that emotional soup. See, all your resentments and your angers and your hurt feelings and so on, all they've done is kept alive all those memories of the past and kept you immersed down there, and you can't get free from it. But if you can let go of the resentment and also learn how to stand back, to have objectivity, to have an enlightened consciousness, okay, and to become a little bit detached from all the things that keep dragging you down, well, then why don't you give my meditation a try? It's very helpful. I have several meditations. One of them is actually free, and I encourage you to give it a try. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Yes, indeed. If you can start to let go of the baggage of the past, then you'll be able to relate to your partner so much better. So much better. I think the book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, could be of great help. Would you like to give me a call and leave a message or a comment? And I listen to all the messages, and some of them even find their way on the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851 to give me a call and leave a comment or a question. Once again, the number is 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.